Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's pioneering abolitionist. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. When Reverend John Rankin moved to the saloon-ridden town of Ripley on the banks of the Ohio River in 1822, he quickly became one of the state's first and most active conductors on the Underground Railroad. But outside the Ohio River Valley, his outsized role in the abolition movement is largely forgotten. That's according to Caleb Franz, author of The Conductor, a new biography that recounts the Reverend's story. Hi, Caleb.
So good to be with you.
So you grew up in Lawrence County in southern Ohio, the same place where Reverend Rankin died. How did you first learn about this historical figure, and how did this shared place influence your decision to write a book about his life?
I had known about him since I was probably about 13, 14. Didn't really fully understand the context of his story outside of that he was an influential abolitionist. It wasn't really until I started this book that I fully understood the context of John Rankin's life and legacy and what a true American hero that I had quite literally in my backyard. John Rankin, I think I refer to him as the father of abolitionism. That's not because he was the first to come up with the idea of immediate emancipation or the first proponent of abolitionism, but he did make the argument through his letters on American slavery in a way that so many had never heard before, in a way that was clear and concise and digestible for all people to be able to read.
Okay, well, tell us more about Reverend Rankin. How did he come to live in Ripley, Ohio?
Yeah, so John Rankin was born in Eastern Tennessee. I think that it's very safe to say that he was very happily and proudly a Southerner. But what he was not proud of was the influence that slavery had on the people and on the region. And whenever he started preaching, he started preaching against all forms of oppression, is what he referred to it as. He was faced with a choice to either continue to preach against oppression or to preach in Eastern Tennessee, but he was unable to do both. So he eventually picked up his things. And a rather emotional goodbye in the story. He said goodbye to his parents and to his family, and he made his way north to free soil, where he would eventually end up in Ripley, Ohio.
And once he was there, how did he help slaves cross the Ohio River and into freedom?
After a few years living in Ripley, Ohio, he built a house behind the small community that was there. It's still a very small community. But it was the lone house on the back of the hill for anyone across the river in slaveholding Kentucky to be able to identify. He would set a lantern in his window to identify that this is a safe house to be able to come through and cross into freedom. And to his credit, he never lost a passenger. Over 2,000 people were able to cross through his house and through his station into Canada.
Wow. Why do you think it's so important that this man's legacy be remembered?
Well, I think that John Rankin is one of the most important American heroes that we have largely forgotten about today. Someone who was supremely influential in the way that they were able to contribute the abolition of slavery. But also, I think that John Rankin provides us with certain lessons that we can take away with today in our own political climate. Where we see rising tensions and we see threats of violence. Rankin certainly lived in a time where these threats were very present. He really found a way to chart a path in keeping with his principles, but without alienating those people that he loved.
Okay, that was Caleb Franz. His book, The Conductor, is available now on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble stores, and wherever you buy books. Caleb, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. This was a pleasure.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.